body is designed to be healthy and it's just waiting to be addressed. If you are dealing with anger or frustration or resentment or any of these human emotions that we feel like, that can actually contribute to your belly fat. How on earth can this little thing resolve my belly fat? What we're looking at is how to treat the body and address their symptoms by treating them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today's episode is very exciting because it feels like a really empowering episode, because today we are going to talk about how to get rid of belly fat fast. You've tried the diets, you've done the exercise, you're doing the work, and yet somehow or other, ever since you turned 35 to 40, this belly fat seems to linger around no matter your best efforts. What is it that Chinese medicine can teach you that you didn't already know about how to beat the belly fat? Well, there's a few things. Before I go into Chinese medicine per se, I just want to cover off some of the basic things that we need to know, because there's always new people coming into the podcast and they might not know the basics. I'm just assuming that they do. So the first thing to say is that although belly fat isn't necessarily a case of calories in versus calories out and making sure you're doing your exercise, there is a certain level of sense that when I talk to you about these practices, it is really important that you follow a sensible, healthy diet, which is seasonal eating, local eating, avoiding cold food, avoiding damp-forming foods, which in Chinese medicine is flour, sugar, salt, and dairy, and ensuring that you're moving the body. This can be anything from your chosen exercise to just ensuring that you're doing your 10,000 steps. These are just like the baselines of self-care that we need to cover off. But assuming you are already doing these baseline things and yet this belly fat is still lingering, then I'm going to teach you some other things that you need to know. So first of all, I want to explain to you that in Chinese medicine, we understand the body as it's explained by Western medicine, but there's a little bit of extra stuff as well. We have the concept of qi, or energy, flowing through the body as well as all of the physical body as explained by Western medicine. And that makes a massive difference for how we can explain symptoms that we otherwise don't seem to be able to address. Because in our medicine, there is a relationship between the energy flowing around the body and the physical body itself. And they meet at the fascia. So fascia is this interconnective tissue, and it surrounds the organs, it surrounds all of the key aspects of the body in this kind of mesh-like substance that looks a little bit like cobwebs. And what's amazing about fascia is that in Chinese medicine, it's considered an organ in its own right, and it's controlled by what we call the triple burner, but it's also this connective tissue. And it's what really gives the body its inner intelligence, and it's like inner narrative. And it's where the magic takes place. It's where the energy that we recognize that flows throughout your body meets matter. And it's where matter meets energy. And the thing about the human body is that the way we like to understand it is that you've got three aspects to it. It's a bit like a Dulux colour palette. You've got the heavy colour at the bottom, which is the physical body, going all the way up into the lighter colours, which is the emotional body, to the spiritual body at the top. They all align into one colour match, but ultimately one is denser than the other, and yet they interplay. So actually what you're feeling can actually impact what you're looking like. The reality is that if you are dealing with anger or frustration or resentment or upset or worry or fear or pain or any of these human emotions that we feel like, that can actually contribute to your belly fat. So you just merely getting stressed about it can indeed actually create impact onto the belly. How? Why? Well, the answer sits within your liver. So all of the channels of the body interconnect from the physical to the energetic via this fascia. And this fascia runs all the way over the body. And these energy channels are flowing like a kind of railway network all throughout. And they are managed and controlled by the liver. Whilst the heart is in command of the body, the liver has a primary responsibility of the smooth flow of energy and blood around the body. It's literally making sure that all of the trains are running on time and smoothly interconnecting with itself. And that is what the liver does. Now, the liver has all sorts of things in order to let that happen. And one of the things that it has is its own meridian channel, which actually goes up the inside of the leg, but it also has an extraordinary vessel, which we call the dimai. And why am I telling you this? Because the dimai is basically a girdle vessel that starts at the back and then girdles its way around the middle of your body, i.e. your belly. And what happens to the liver is when it's busy being responsible for everything happening and ensuring that all of these things that you're feeling and doing and activating and all of the toxins that you're ingesting and all of the pressure and the stress that you're under is not getting in the way of you surviving and thriving and managing what you've got to do, it's got to basically process all of this. And if it's overwhelmed, which it very likely is at the pace of modern day life, then it's going to have to put stuff somewhere in order to cope, in order to deal with what's coming next. Because your liver has this inner body intelligence where it knows what's going on. It knows that you're under stress. It knows that you've got things coming. It's responding to brain activity. It's responding to heart activity. And ultimately, it's keeping the show on the road. So when it's overwhelmed, which it's likely to be, it will use this extraordinary vessel as a bit of a landfill dumping ground, a bit like if you in the olden days when we used to get all that circular mail that used to come in. And if you ever went away on holiday for a week and you'd come back and there'd be all this post all accumulated, or if you haven't dared to go into your emails for goodness me a whole day, and then the next day you've got all of these messages you've got to deal with. That's kind of what your liver is doing with all of the stress and the agitation that you're picking up and the activity on a day-to-day basis. It's taking all of this action and activity and overwhelm and stress and all of the things that you're doing and processing on a daily basis, and it's literally using the girdle vessel as a dumping ground in order to put it somewhere whilst it carries on with the task at hand, because we've got so much to do. But then, of course, what happens is we carry on with so much to do. So it's dumped it and it will leave it. And then what will happen is the body will naturally use its own body intelligence to convert what's being held in the energetic channel of the body, and it will spill out into what I like to refer as landfill, which is conveniently fat cells, because fat cells are a really convenient space for the body to put things in to keep it away from the key energy channels, from the key organs, which are responsible for the absolute ground control of what needs to happen to your body in the heat of the moment there and then. It's a simple process where the body can just put things that it doesn't otherwise require away from high command so that it can carry on doing what it needs to do. Now, the idea of this, it's a bit like unopened emails that you just think, I can't cope with those right now. I'll leave them over there and I'll deal with them later. But the thing is, we don't. The thing is, there's just more stuff. So then what happens is it builds up and builds up and builds up. Now, some of this is physical in its own right. Some of this is just the liver managing the detoxification process that it's responsible for as part of its organ function. But some of it isn't. A lot of this, as I've said with my Dulux color palette, is emotional. Some of it's spiritual. And when I'm dealing with people in clinic, what we're looking at is how to treat the body and address their symptoms by treating them physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because the body is relating simultaneously at all three levels. And the liver is no exception to this. The liver is responsible for physically detoxifying the body. That is one of its primary functions. But the liver emotionally is responsible for the emotion of anger, for frustration, for resentment. It's responsible for the nervous system. It has a massive impact on the fight or flight response of the body. It's responsible for a lot of the blood diversion that goes from the digestive system and the skin into the muscles for fight or flight. It's responsible for all of these processes that are going on inside the body. So if the liver is equally dealing with everyday life, which is stress, overwhelm, comparisons because of social media, thinking about other people, worrying about what that's doing to ourselves, and all of the emotional frustrations that hit us on a day-to-day basis as a result of simply being alive in the 21st century, then ultimately your liver is using that emotion as metaphysical aspects going into the channel and getting a foothold in the body, which eventually build up and become dumped into the fat cells where they manifest themselves as physical symptoms. But that's not all. The liver also has a spiritual relationship with the body. In Chinese medicine, the liver is the house of the blueprint of the soul. It was one of the most beautiful things that I ever learned when I was studying Chinese medicine, to understand that the blueprint of your very spiritual origin is actually held inside this organ. Now, why is that relevant? Because so many of us in the 21st century are not really fulfilling the blueprint of our souls. Many of us, by the time we get to middle age, are genuinely questioning some of the life choices that we've made, and we're not necessarily sure that they've necessarily taken us to feeling completely fulfilled. That's often because a lot of the jobs out there aren't really there to imprint into our spiritual contribution to the state of humankind. And it's something which really needs to be addressed in the 21st century, that we start answering these dissatisfaction that we feel inside our souls because we've lost our way and we're not actually fulfilling this blueprint. Now, this is something which really needs a separate podcast about how we address the blueprint of our soul and what we do about it. But for the sake of the belly fat conversation, it's simply enough to understand that if you've ever had those quiet feelings late at night where you're like, do you know what? I don't really understand the point of all this. I don't know why I'm doing all of this. I don't even enjoy what it is that I'm doing. I don't really know why I'm doing it. That will be contributing ultimately to the energy frequency and the efficiency of the liver. And also those feelings will get put somewhere. Because if we can't actually activate that energy into contributing into the blueprint of the soul and actually energizing our way through it, the energy doesn't go up and out, it goes in and down, and it has to be put somewhere. And in the case of the liver, it is put largely into the dymai and then ultimately manifests as belly fat. So that is a very interesting aspect of how Chinese medicine would understand the unanswerable question as to why I've still got belly fat when I'm still doing all the diet and exercise that I need to do. We've addressed a little bit about diet and exercise, and we've talked now about the specific role of the liver within it. We've also talked a little bit about the relationship of fascia between the energy of the body and the physical body itself, and that these energy channels move through the fascia and it's where energy and matter meet. But there's a little bit more to it as well, because there's another organ that can also get involved when we're dealing with any kind of fat within the body, and that is the spleen. Now, the spleen in Chinese medicine is one of the five key organs. The five key organs are the heart, the lungs, the kidney, the liver, and the spleen. And it's one of the lesser known organs, and we don't necessarily understand it in full in Western medicine or discuss it as much as we could do. But in Chinese medicine, it has a huge responsibility, and it is largely responsible for the transformation and the transportation of food and fluid around the body. So if one is dealing with belly fat or indeed any kind of form of cellulite, we are often looking at something called damp, because when the spleen is not happy, it gets compromised with its ability to transform and transport food and fluid around the body and often starts to become damp. And then what happens is that dampness starts to coagulate and becomes fat. And this dampness ultimately can manifest itself forming into belly fat. Now, what does the spleen need in order to avoid it becoming damp in the first place? Well, one of the things that the spleen does not like is cold. It doesn't like cold food. It doesn't like raw food, and it doesn't like ice in drinks. And yet, when we're thinking about weight loss, often we're taking zero calorie drinks, which are out of the chiller cabinet. We're opting for salads, which are also out of the chiller cabinet. They're also raw. And we're actually giving the spleen things that it doesn't want in an interest to try and lose weight, which is why we're trying to get rid of the belly fat in the first place. Actually, what we need to do is the opposite. The spleen needs warmth. One of the first things that we need to do to honor our spleens is to give it room temperature food. We need to avoid the chiller cabinet. We need to stop putting ice in our drinks. We need to ensure that we are giving it at the absolute minimum room temperature food. We also need to make sure that we've got some simple lifestyle hacks around our eating. Make sure that you are sitting down to eat. Don't stand up and eat. It's so easy for people to just open the fridge, take something out the fridge, stand there, eat it, and then carry on doing what they were doing. That is suicide for your spleen. It does not like it. It doesn't give it time to process, to transform and transport what it was that you just ate. Mindless eating, also really bad. Looking at the television, looking at your screen. The spleen is also responsible for your intellect. So it's very much digesting information. we actually have that language in the English language, and yet we don't think about what that means. So if we're eating whilst we're looking at something else, your spleen isn't actually thinking about what it is that it's digesting from the food and the beverage perspective. It's more interested in what's going on with the kind of academic aspect of what's going on at that moment. So it's really important to give the spleen focus on the food. Now, that means sitting down to eat. It also means chewing the food before you swallow it. It means ensuring that the food is room temperature. And it also means that the food is seasonal and local and ideally cooked from scratch. Now, that doesn't always happen. I'm fully aware of that. I also don't always cook from scratch every single day. Sometimes it's impossible. But making healthy lifestyle choices and planning your menus is a very, very good way to support the spleen. Another thing that we need to understand is not only do we need to think about the digestive capacity of the spleen, we also need to think about the relationship between this phlegm, which is created by the dampness, which is created by making wrong choices for the spleen and dietary choices, thinking that we're making wise choices because we've been marketed to and we've got misinformation. Now, the spleen produces this damp, which ultimately then coagulates and becomes what we call in Chinese medicine phlegm. But it doesn't store the phlegm. The phlegm is stored in the lungs. Now, often that can manifest itself as sputum, which you expectorate, and that comes out as coughs and mucus and sinusitis and hay fever and all sorts of other things. But in the case of belly fat, what happens is the lungs start to store this phlegm because that's what they do. And ultimately, the lungs want to do something with it. Now, healthy lungs will send it up and out, even though we don't like those symptoms. When lungs aren't doing their job very well, what happens is because this phlegm is sticky in nature, the lungs will start to send it downwards because it's heavy, because they don't have the energy reserves to get it out. And then what happens is it starts to become the responsibility of the liver because it starts to go down into the abdomen and the liver starts to get involved. And the liver will go, I know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick all this up and I will also stick it into this dimy and leave it in the fat cells around the middle because it's the obvious place for it to go. It's the first place for it to end up. It doesn't want it around the heart. It doesn't want it around the diaphragm. It doesn't want it around the kidneys or any of the key organs. And therefore, it will use the dimy and the belly fat to store it. So what do we do? Well, there's some really simple things that you can do to address this. Now that we understand that we've got the liver primarily involved, with the spleen and the lungs kind of coming up behind it, there are some simple quick fixes that you can do. And one of the favourite things that I'm talking about at the moment is this really easy fix that people don't know anything about. And it's called the Himalayan salt pipe. How on earth can this little thing resolve my belly fat? Well, the answer is because you're working with the breath. And the breath is the number one healing modality to the body. And by simply breathing in the air that rolls over the Himalayan salt in this pipe, you start to dry up the phlegm. So it doesn't have time to get settled down in the abdomen. So before we start to think about our diets and our exercise and body techniques that I'm about to teach you, which can address your belly fat or your cellulite or whatever it is, we can simply start to address the phlegm as it's produced because it gets stored in the lungs. So before the lungs have time to do anything with it, it's going to start storing it there because that's what the body does. And this dries it out. So it's simple. So this is literally a question of having this pipe, which you can buy for a few pounds off Amazon. You simply breathe it in and breathe it out. The other amazing advantage of this amazing tool is that that lovely slow breath calms the stress response in the body as well, which basically calms down this whole kind of stressful narrative, which is making the situation worse. So why does this work? Well, it works on the basis of something called halotherapy, which is basically using salt as a healing modality to the body. And primarily, what this is doing is drying up the phlegm. But in the case of belly fat, the first thing that you want to do is stop any more phlegm being produced and being stored and having the risk of cascading down through the body's inner narrative, ending up descending into this dimy and spilling into landfill and becoming belly fat itself. So this is a simple quick fix that you can do. The next quick fix that we can do, which is absolutely brilliant for addressing this whole cornucopia of situations, which is creating this immovable belly fat, is a really simple exercise called turning at the waist. Now, I'm going to demonstrate that for you now, but the simple exercise is simply using the waist to turn. And what you're doing is you're allowing the body to almost act like a kind of pepper mill, breaking everything down. Because what we want to do is lean into the fact that the body is designed to be healthy. And the reason that the belly fat is there in the first place is because the body has used it like a dumping ground, like landfill, and it's just waiting to be addressed. And that simple turning at the waist exercise will give you exactly what you need to start breaking it down and allowing the body to then move it into its natural excretory functions, like the lymph glands and the circulatory system running through the fascia, connecting the energy in the physical body together in order to move it out. So having then done a little bit of turning at the waist, the next simple exercise that we can do is simple abdominal tapping. Now, tapping can be done with a loosely clenched fist, and all we're going to do is tap around the abdomen. It's all right. Starting to break things down because you've kind of peppermill crunched the middle. And now what you want to do is be moving it down into the massive lymph nodes which you've got in the inguinal area of the body. So as you can see, so far, yes, I've asked you to buy a salt pipe. That's going to cost you probably about £8. And the rest of these exercises you can do at home for free by yourself. These body tapping techniques are really, really good at getting rid of the buildup of damp and phlegm, and that the liver is shoving it into this kind of landfill scenario going on through this girdle vessel around the middle of the body. So the idea of these podcasts is to really start with the really simple stuff, and hopefully that will do the trick. Okay, so hopefully what I've taught you to do is buy a salt pipe and do a couple of really, really simple exercises that should do the trick. Now, there's something which I call the healing pivot. We're not all the same. Okay, human bodies basically all follow the same principles, but we're all unique people and we've all got our own unique stories. So not everyone is created equally. So not everyone is going to get their belly fat simply addressed by those three things. But there's your starting block. If it hasn't done the trick, we need to go a little bit deeper still. And that's the idea of kind of habit stacking and layering the solution one on top of the other. Start with the simple things first and then build up. So the next thing that we need to do to really address our belly fat is to do something called body sculpting. Now, the body sculptor is, again, it's a product that we need to buy at this stage. But the idea is that this is for the body what face gua sha was for the face, which created that huge great gua sha revolution that started about 10 years ago. And this is exactly the same, but bigger. And the idea is that you're taking this sculptor and that you're working across the body and down the back in order to address that belly fat by squeezing it into the lymphatic system and breaking it down using body gua sha. Now, I'm going to show you how to do this in my bathroom so you can absolutely see what you need to do to address belly fat using this brilliant tool. It really, really works. Now, if that doesn't do the trick and we're still dealing with belly fat, then the next thing is to use all of the skin, because body brushing is another fantastic technique. Now, why? Now, there's a couple of reasons. Number one is because the skin is the largest excretory organ of the body. And often our skin is really clogged up. We're often using products, I don't know, moisturizers, oils, fake tans, all sorts of things, clothing, SPFs, sun creams, all sorts of different things, which ultimately is blocking the ability of the skin to excrete. So body brushing is a very, very simple way to open up the pores of the body, and the skin is the second lung, and the skin is also an organ that the liver uses to release toxins. And by opening up the pores of the skin, and the action of brushing is also breaking down the accumulation of things which are getting caught under the surface of the skin and into the fascia. It is like sweeping a house. You are literally using the body brush to get the dust out of the body and to break things down. So by using the body brush all over the body, you are benefiting all of the excretory functions of the body, and you're also benefiting the lungs, which are responsible for all this phlegm, and also for the liver, which has got a deep relationship to your nervous system, all of which accumulate on the surface of the skin. It's a very, very simple technique which will ultimately support the belly fat. So these are some really simple things that you can do. The ultimate layer is to then add in some extra Qigong movements, where I would suggest that you follow the 12 rivers sequence, which you can download easily on YouTube. A colleague of mine, John Munro, teaches it for free on YouTube, and you just follow those techniques every single day. It takes 12 minutes because each of the 12 organs has 1 minute to itself in terms of the exercises. And what this is doing doing is basically supporting the entire bodily structure to ensure that everything is flowing smoothly and that the body has time to detoxify and process what it needs to do. Last but by no means least, let me just go back to where I started, which is it's really important when we're addressing belly fat to just have the baseline under control. I always talk about the power of breath, of movement, and of scheduling. I also have a very simple introductory checklist, which is something which you can print out and stick on your fridge and tick off every day to make sure that you are covering the basis. Now, all you need to do is make sure that you are breathing deeply within the body, that you are moving the body regularly throughout the day, that you are adding in some simple stretches, that you're not eating out of the chiller cabinet and shoving loads of cold food into your system, that you are doing some simple breathing techniques. That is a really simple thing that's easy to incorporate into your lifestyle. And actually, we've got a link below, which takes you to an entire episode which I've recorded where I explain every single one of those things in more detail. But the key thing with belly fat is to remember that we need to dry up the phlegm, we need to support the liver, and we need to move the landfill which has ended up in the belly fat as a direct consequence of your lifestyle. Address those three key things and you will be addressing your belly fat, and it will no longer just be this thing that you don't really understand why it's happening and despite your best efforts doesn't seem to be able to get resolved. So thank you for watching. Do please leave your comments below if you found this episode helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next time.